Broadcasting from Bass Hole Studios in Hollywood, California.
Yo, what time is it?
You're listening to I'm a Bass Hole with Doug Bass. We've all been one.
He's an asshole.
So let's laugh about it. Now, here's your host, Doug Bass.
Hey, what's up, assholes? It's Doug Bass. Yo, what's going on? Welcome to the podcast. It's Halloween time, and I'm scared because Rob is back in the studio along with Rachel, and we're going to talk about Golden Bachelor and the Week in Review. Let's get into it. Happy Halloween, assholes. What's up, guys?
What up, man? It's fucking Sunday and there's football on right now.
Rob I'm just is pissed off. Here.
Yeah. Not pissed off.
Rob has to go to a wedding later and misses football.
I'm missing fucking everything today. My one day for as one in fatherhood. Day, in fatherhood. The one day that I get to, like, you know, just do almost nothing.
And Rachel's here as well.
Hey. I'm not sad I'm missing football.
Well, there you go. So, all right. Rob, you're going to a wedding today.
Yeah.
Are you excited for that?
No.
Oh, come on.
Right. It's a Sunday. It sucks.
Our friend Ted is getting married. Yeah. Congratulations to Ted and Tiffany, by the way. I will not be going because I don't know. Yeah, I got a show tonight.
Because you don't know? That's a great reason. Did you write that down on the invitation? I'm not going because I don't know.
Well, you know what? I got out of it somehow.
Oh, yeah. You got a show tonight. That's why, man.
Yeah. Basshole show. Well, yeah, this will be airing on Halloween, so it'll be over by then. But anyway, happy Halloween, you guys.
Happy Halloween.
Are you ready for Halloween, everyone? Is everyone got their costume ready?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
No, I'm not going to do anything. Come on. What am I, a kid? Come on. What's the matter with you?
That's lame, man. That's lame.
What are you
going
to be?
I'm going as a podcaster.
Oh, what are you carrying, a mic around with headphones on?
Yeah. There you go.
I'll be like, listen to my podcast.
Oh, man. You're not doing anything either.
No, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, exactly. No. Why are you asking these questions? Come on.
Because the audience celebrates Halloween, and we want to acknowledge that Halloween is happening.
All right.
All right. So Golden Bachelor, this is week 5, I think. I don't know. I can't keep track anymore.
I missed last week.
We've been behind.
Yeah.
I know.
So what happened?
Watch
this week.
It? You didn't even watch it?
I did watch it. I watched both. I caught up and I watched both, and I'm going to honestly say the show's a little bit boring. There's not enough fucking. There's not enough anything.
Wow. There's nothing.
Well, he went on the primetime important date with Faith. Mm-hmm. That's who he picked. They took a helicopter around Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, yes.
To a yacht.
And they landed on a yacht.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And that one lady was so mad. Leslie, I think it was.
Oh, my God.
She was just getting so upset when she was telling the story.
Here's the helicopter landing.
Would you want to do this on a first date?
I've been on a helicopter. Have you been on a helicopter?
Yeah, I've been in a helicopter.
I've never been
on
a helicopter.
It's scary.
I don't want to.
I went to one in St. Lucia. It's crazy.
This is not a good first date. Just so anybody knows. Everybody knows.
That's a little crazy.
Would you rather go to Cheesecake Factory or that?
We'll get into that later. Yeah, so they went there, then they had the hot tub and all this stuff.
I mean, it's kind of cool. You're like a villain in a Bond film.
She almost had a heart attack.
We were lost
in
a moment right then.
I don't know.
That was magical.
This is, I don't know. It's,
they should have just started making out right then and there.
Well, I think they both fucked, right? In the hot tub, on the yacht? You would think?
No, I don't think they did. No.
Come on.
Yeah.
He hasn't fucked anyone yet?
They didn't even make out.
They did make out. They made out in the hot tub. And this is Jerry's, like, I think, thing now, because he's done that with two of them. Like, there's always a hot tub
but
at the end of the date.
When do they start banging?
I think
when they get married.
No, wait a minute. At this point.
When did you bang, Doug?
Before marriage. I don't know. I haven't watched the other Bachelors, but isn't this the point where the guy starts banging everyone, trying to make decisions?
No, I think in the other ones, they do all hook up. They start hooking up hardcore right from the get-go.
Well, why wouldn't they here? They're senior citizens. They're not, like, saving themselves. They're not, like, you know, it's like they've been through the gauntlet of
what are they worried about what people think about
them? Yeah, STD. Who cares? It's like, come on, just fucking do it.
Their grandchildren are watching this, you know?
The difference between this and The Bachelor is that they don't have kids yet, so they can't be judged by their family, maybe?
I don't know. Yeah, young people fuck, I guess.
But the thing is that old people fuck, too, because that old folks folks' homes, there's always STDs that
there's that one guy walking around with his walker and a boner.
He's just banging everybody. He's plowing through them all, and they all have, you know, they're fucking, they're at the end of their lives.
I can't wait to live in a retirement home.
Really?
I think this is like it's so popular. Like, the show is so popular. The Golden Bachelor. I really think that we're gonna start seeing more golden other shows. Like, there's gonna be like Golden Naked and Afraid. That's the one I'm looking forward to. I really want to see.
Wait a minute. You want to see that? Because I thought you said that you were not into the.
Well, they blur it out. They blur out the bits. You
Speaking
know,
of I blur, just you're blurry.
I'm blurry. Right, that's a better filter, anyways.
You would watch Naked and Afraid. Golden.
I think it's going to happen.
I don't even watch Naked and Afraid.
I think it's going to happen, though. I really do. So, we're going to see golden everything.
So she went on this date.
Boomer programs.
Faith
boomer.
Went on this extravagant date. And then Leslie was definitely jealous, which, you know, is fair, I guess. You know, she really has her heart set on
Faith
Jerry.
The prince girl?
Yeah, no, Leslie's the prince girl.
Faith is the one that drove the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Faith is the one
first impression.
That got the helicopter ride.
She was the one that started smelling like desperation as the
show
started
really
going
like
on.
Her. I don't like her at all.
Yeah, because like she started off hot, and then now she's she really doesn't have that much chemistry with him either. You know, like
that's what he was saying before the date. Right?
I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. I said this to Rachel last week. I was like, Joan had to leave. The blonde, the hot blonde, 60-year-old. She left, and she's the one that got away, I think. I think he's going to have to pick someone that's on the show, obviously.
Why did she leave? She's the one that just wanted to leave because she felt no connection?
She had to leave. She had, like, her kids or family some situation.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
So she had to leave. First. But they were kind of, like, had a good connection, I think. I think he's going to hit her up after the show's over.
I have a new perspective on the whole thing. I think do you guys see how every single woman pulled him aside to tell him, I think I'm falling in love with you. Yeah. I can feel it, right? And his response was always a deflection.
Yeah,
like,
it was.
His responses were like,
I'm not giving you an answer.
He was like, oh, that's nice.
You know what, you know what he's doing? He's like, I'm not saying yes. I'm not saying no.
He
I'm
was
saying
like,
maybe.
And I think you're a beautiful human being. Right, like, those are the response. So
I think he's going to pick anyone. He's just going to fucking leave.
No. This show is teaching Jerry how to be a fuckboy. Like, we're going to have golden fuckboy.
No,
like, that's
he's
be
not.
The...
No,
yes.
That's a different island. And that island is not an island you want to be on.
The previews right now said that he's in love with three women. Except for Susan. Susan didn't give a shit at all, I feel like.
It's not fuckboy, it's fuckman island. That's
what it is. Golden fuckboy island.
So the people that did not get roses were Susan and Sandra.
Yeah.
Susan, I think, was just happy to be there, hanging out at the pool and
wearing her bikini.
Thankful
chilling.
That she had that she was on this ride as long as she was. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She had a good attitude.
Sandra, I don't know. I mean, I didn't think
Sandra wanted to hook up. I think she wanted. Yeah. That was the black girl, right?
Yeah, the black girl. Lady.
Yeah. She was making out with him hardcore.
She was? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They were tongue at it. They were just like,
the sad departure was Ellen, the blonde, who really had her heart set on Gary. Gary. We don't even know his name.
Jerry.
Did you see this? I was talking about this last week. There's they don't even know how to pronounce his name. It's, what is it? G-E-R-R-Y. But he pronounces it Gary.
Gary. Oh, he does? No, he doesn't.
It's got a J.
Gary.
No.
It's like a Midwest. It's Gary.
Really?
Yeah. They did he was on Jimmy Kimmel or something, and they went around saying, like, how do you pronounce this name? G-E-R-R-Y.
Was it G?
People were like, Jerry. And he's like, Gary. It's Gary.
Oh, fuck him. I don't like him now. It's like, you know, like when someone spells their name Kevin and they say Kevin.
I've never heard
And I'm
that.
Like, fuck you. Like, Kevin. Really? Like, oh, it's Kevin. It's Kevin. Like, no, it's spelled Kevin.
Well, let's take a look at the memorable moment when Gary, whatever the fuck his name is, had to say goodbye to Ellen, who we all love dearly on the show. She was.
I did not like her.
Oh, all right.
She kind of looks like
mom. She's the replacement of Joan.
Doesn't she?
She's the Joan replacement.
Wonderful.
She looks like
she reminds me of my friend Allie, but older.
You know what? She wanted to just get the fuck out of there. She didn't even want to talk to him. She was like,
"Yeah, look at it." She was just like, "You've already ditched me, dude. Why are we talking?"
Yeah, like she should have just got in the car and left.
You made yourself vulnerable. Come on.
I know the things he says.
Believe me, did everything.
This guy's fucking all platitudes. Fuck him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like he is the perfect golden fuck boy. Like that's what.
She's trying to cry. I hope you stay positive.
Oh god.
Yep. This is horrible.
I'll hit you up some other time.
This is heartbreaking. I couldn't even watch. I had to turn it off. I started crying.
You started crying.
This is boring as fuck. It's so boring.
All right,
I didn't care about him. I'm just like, I'm over it. Like, just fucking pick someone already, dude.
Come on, man. What do you mean?
I was so into it at first.
Well, now he'll be going to the hometowns of these next. This is the last three or whatever.
I saw like
when
a
he meets
preview.
The kids and everything. Yeah.
The preview of like the children. They're like, "Are you gonna marry my grandma?"
And he's like, "Maybe."
And he said, "Maybe." I'm like, "What do you stop? What? Why are we doing this to children?
And why are you doing that to kids?
This is crazy because it's like he's introduced. Yeah, it's like, oh, this guy might be around the rest of your life, or he might not be.
Or he might not.
He might dump your grandma.
Exactly. It's horrible.
Exactly. Dump your grandma on national television.
Oh, man.
In front of the kids. Hey, that'd be good TV, right?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I reached out to some of the people who have left. I spoke with Joan on DM.
Oh, yeah?
I know. Did you ask her out?
I did ask. No. She said no.
She said no.
No, I was trying to get her on the show, but I emailed Warner Brothers and they haven't gone back to me.
They're not going to do that.
No, probably not. After they've watched our show, they're going to be like, why would we put
produced
these,
by diapers?
Why would we put?
I know. We're going to ask some really deep questions. Like, so Joan, you still waxing?
I mean, we were kind of harsh in the beginning with the
the age thing.
Not like Susan being Chris Jenner.
They do it to themselves now. I know.
But we were like, you look like a man that was Chris Jenner or something like that. We said,
I still can't believe he didn't pick the chicken lady. I had my money on her just because of her looks.
You know what? I've had my money on is Leslie, and she's almost at the end here.
Leslie?
Yeah.
Is that the Prince girl, right?
Yeah, the Prince girl.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she knows how to move it, and she banged Prince. I mean, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I mean, come on. That's kind of cool to, like, be at a barbecue and be like, hey, you know, my girl banged Prince.
Yeah.
Prince song comes on at a party, you know, we can go into. You know that song.
And then it becomes a weird thing where, like, every time they have sex, he's just asking about
and
Prince.
Then for Halloween, he dresses up as Prince.
I don't know.
No?
That's getting weird. Yeah.
I really want to see him pick nobody and then just start banging all of them.
I am going to be very disappointed if he doesn't bang one of them next week's episode. I don't know.
I think he does because in the episodes, like, I think, like, he just breaks down and he's like, I could never felt this way. You know, like all this shit. Like, I've never done, I think something like, I've never been with another woman since my wife. Or like, I think he says something like that.
He's not used to this much pussy being thrown at him.
That's what I'm saying.
I bet you he has that much pussy being thrown at him all the time.
Now he does. He's on TV.
The guy looks great and he's on, and he has a house.
He's going to realize after the show is over, he's going to be like, you know what? I can go out and fuck anyone I want now. I'm the fucking reality star.
He goes on a coke binge. He moves to LA. Starts banging
supermodels.
He's gonna
pick one girl, and then he's gonna break up with her.
20 younger than him.
He moves to LA.
Starts hanging out with Leo.
Throwing pool parties.
He's already here. He's already at the. They already went to the Santa Monica Pier. He's gonna be
He's too much of a Magoo. He's gonna be like, golly gee, oh wow.
You don't know that.
Yeah,
fame changes people. I mean,
gosh, I can't believe it. Who brought all the gosh darn coke? You know,
it's like, what is this? I haven't tried this.
Yeah, exactly. I would never live life.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, let's take Jerry out and show him what the real world is.
Well, all right. Speaking of, that's the Golden Bachelor. Did anything else happen on the Golden Bachelor?
Nah.
All right, well, speaking of dating and stuff, we wanted to cover this thing that's been trending. There's a list that was put together by women, I guess. First date list of 28 places women refuse to go to on a first date. Rachel, did you see this list?
You haven't seen this list? This is live theater. Guys,
was trending.
Let's go.
I think this is some bullshit, especially because like the
refuse
movie.
Refuse to go. All right. Yeah. What do we got?
Oh, I can't bring it up on this picture.
And my eyesight is shit.
Well, I can read them out.
Where is it?
I have them right here, but I can't. For some reason,
just
I can't
look up 20.
I have them right here. All right.
I have them.
Here we go. All right. So number one is the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, the Cheesecake Factory menu. I mean, that's fine.
You would go to the Cheesecake Factory.
I would go. I mean, that's perfect.
This is a first date.
I think first dates should be chill. Okay, I think that you should have an opportunity to eat whatever the fuck you want and get to know each other. That's why I don't like the helicopter ride on the yacht.
Well, that wasn't a first date. But
that was, well, I mean, dudes do shit like that. And you know, it's like, where are you going to go from there, buddy? Where are you going to go from there? It's happened to me.
Oh.
Yeah, really? I've been like,
you've been on a helicopter on
helicopter ride, helicopter ride the first date. And I was like, where are you going to go from here, buddy?
Where'd you go?
We just like flew all over LA and then went to a restaurant, but like still.
All
like,
right. Well, I don't think
what happened at the end of the day? Did you guys sleep together?
No, but I got the pilot.
You didn't sleep together?
I got the pilot's number. He was real cute.
See, that's hard.
Oh my God. This is why you don't do that. This is why you don't
Rob,
do
don't
that.
Be yelling, no, the date, we don't have the engineer.
The date was so pissed because the pilot and I had like really good banter and like, he couldn't get anything in edgewise. It was great.
Oh my God. Well, that's a dick on the pilot, dude. What a dick.
Well, he's a pilot. I mean,
so he's got to be a dick?
Yeah.
Licensed to be a dick?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all right,
so Cheesecake Factory would go to. I think Cheesecake Factory is a little too much for a first date.
Too much.
Too much.
Like the menu is too big. It's too much to decide.
I would love it for happy hour. That's what I would love.
Yeah,
it.
That's
happy
good.
Hour. Yeah, yeah.
Happy
thank
hour
you.
Day.
Yeah.
I like that
but
too.
You know what? Most girls think that you're cheap if you go to happy hour because it's like, oh, it's a deal.
It needs to be chill.
Let's go through the list.
Who doesn't like a
Let's
guy that likes a deal?
Let's go through the list.
It needs to be chill.
Calm down. Calm down.
Maybe you like finding you both like the same appetizer. And
first
then
of all, I don't think any dinner should. I don't think any dinner should be a first date anymore. I think it should be coffee, and that's it.
Coffee
or drink. Drink if you don't. One drink or coffee if you don't.
I don't like a coffee date. I don't know. We don't need to like shit together to get on the first date. Like I don't know.
Yeah, that's you know. Time that's
out
a,
your,
yeah, that's
time,
a,
time
like,
out your bowel
that's
movements.
That's a lot.
What if they're sober though and they don't drink? So you get a coffee. That's the alternative.
That's
to
why you
drinking.
Don't go out with them.
Yeah. So sorry. I mean, I appreciate your choices in life, but my choice is not to date you.
All right. Let's go through the list. We only got through number one, and there's already like arguments.
Okay, okay.
There's a whole list here.
There's no arguments, but go ahead.
We're agreeing.
Rob is always arguing.
We're agreeing. You're the one. What?
All right, Cheesecake Factory, yes, you said. Applebee's. What about Applebee's?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I just don't like the food there,
I'll be
though.
Honest with you. I went to an Applebee's several months ago when I was home in New Jersey because it was the only thing open by the time I landed or whatever. My dad, I went. It's horrible.
But you went with your that's not a date.
No, no. But okay. I hadn't
You're fucking your dad?
No. I'm just saying Applebee's, first of all, there's none really around here in LA.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I hadn't been to one in like maybe like 10 years.
I
or
used
something,
to
and I was
work
like,
at an Applebee's.
Oh, it was awful.
So.
It was disgusting, the food.
Yeah,
I don't know. I haven't been to it in a while. I just see those deals. It's like $20 or $24 for
bad.
Like two meals.
Well, yeah, because it's all freezer packed. It's like TV dinners.
No, but that's one of the worst of those restaurants.
Yeah, that's not a good place.
I would judge
Chili's. Number three, Chili's. Chili's better than that.
Love Chili's.
Chili's is good.
Chili's
love
better than
Chili's. Yeah. They have a good happy hour, too.
Number four, Chipotle. I would agree. That's a horrible first.
That's a weird one.
That's a weird one.
Like, that's a lot of food and,
a lot
like,
of food.
Yeah, like gas.
Flatulence.
And like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, but there's no margaritas there.
No, there are. Some of them serve alcohol.
Oh,
beer
they do?
And a margarita thing. Right. So that could be.
Worse than a coffee date.
Who gets shit-faced at Chipotle?
That's like a white trash first date, isn't it?
Who's getting wasted at Chipotle?
I don't even know if they... Do they have Chipotles in the Midwest?
I don't know. That's like a trashy first date,
it's just,
right?
That's gross. I wouldn't... No.
I mean, I wouldn't go there on a first date, no. Because you just... I don't know. Like, to me, like, there's certain things you shouldn't eat on a first date. You shouldn't, like, eat, like chicken. Like, picking up, like, chicken. And, like...
That chicken lady's going to want to eat chicken.
No. But, like, if it's, like...
Wings... Or
yeah,
messy,
like,
wings.
Messy,
yeah,
stuff.
Messy, like ribs,
you know, you're
ribs,
getting
yeah, yeah.
in your teeth, you know, you're on a date, you know,
yeah, rib meat.
No,
out
rib
your
meat,
house.
No, yeah, yeah, you yeah. do not.
How
do
many
that.
Dates do you do until you do the hot wings or ribs with someone?
That's the first date, possibly.
That you would eat ribs on a first date?
No, not ribs.
Or
not
chicken
ribs,
wings?
But not, okay, not on the first
messy
date.
Foods.
But
messy foods.
Messy foods.
Messy foods, fourth.
Yeah,
fourth
like
date.
Yeah, like no second, third date. Like third date, it depends if you slept with them on the first date.
That's,
oh,
that's
yeah.
When,
if
okay.
you slept with them
that's
on the first
the guy
date, you can do whatever
like,
the fuck.
Like damn, she could take down a half rack of ribs. Fuck. You know? Yeah.
Depends on what you're into. Yeah, I guess. Yeah,
exactly. All right, number five, Olive Garden. Unlimited breadsticks and salad, no?
No.
That's a good deal, Rob. Rob, that's a good deal.
No,
I would do it. Unlimited pasta, let's roll.
It's honestly, it's the lighting in there that's a problem for me.
Oh,
yeah, it's
lighting.
Like, it's too bright.
What do you mean? It's like, it feels like you're in Italy. When
yeah, right? Yeah.
Get the tour of Italy.
Mamma mia, it's the Olive Garden.
All right. Number six, the movies.
If that is the only thing you're doing, it's a bad idea because you're not getting to know each other.
It's a bad first date, especially with the length of movie.
That was the go-to when I was like in high school.
Yeah, but
like,
high school, where you're trying to make out or put your arm around her and you don't want to do it at your house, your parents' house.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that movie's, yeah. You didn't even watch the movie.
You're not even trying to get to know each other in high school.
Like, now if I go to the movies, I want to watch the fucking movie.
I just remember being so nervous just sitting there like just a raging hard-on next to a girl.
Did you put your dick to the popcorn box?
No, but just being like, I gotta try to make a move. I don't know when to make a move. When do I make a move? And it's like, is there a scene in the? And I don't want to interrupt the movie too much.
Now, see,
too,
I was so the opposite. Every time I went to the movies on a date, I wanted to watch the fucking movie because I was a bit. You know,
really?
How far have you guys gone in a movie theater?
Oh,
You know what? I never.
How far, Rob?
I'll be honest. I don't think I've even made out in a movie theater.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
No, I'm serious. I think I'm telling you, every time I went to the movies as a kid, I was obsessed with movies. I loved movies. I really just wanted to watch the fucking movie. I don't know.
This explains so much.
It does explain a lot.
Doesn't it, Rob?
Yeah, that's
weird. Some girl was trying to blow me during. Some girl was trying to give me a blowjob during a movie, and I was like, no, not now.
You're like, it's Back to the Future. I'm
watching Tommy Boy. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
Tits, what?
That's when you watch at home on HBO. That's when you hook up with someone.
No, not when you're in high school.
Yeah, parents' basement.
Oh, what? Get out of here, dude. No. You barely get any time alone with your significant other when you're in high school.
So you're going to say you're going to expose your dick in a movie theater?
No, I didn't go that far, but I did.
You get arrested for that.
Yeah, I know.
Pee-wee Herman style.
I did it. It's dark.
Oh, man.
I got it at third base.
That kind of theater, Rob.
I didn't have sex, but I had third base. No.
Yeah,
I'm going to go to one of those places so people can watch us while we're watching the...
Here's the thing. You go to a movie now. If you went to the movies now at the Grove or whatever, and you're sitting behind a couple, like a teenage couple, that is doing that, you're going to be annoyed, aren't you?
No.
You're not?
I have my pants down.
I think...
They're fucking feeling each other up.
I don't know.
Shit.
I think I'd be like, that's so cute.
I don't know.
Look at that. That's so cute.
I find it hilarious when people do it.
I mean, I'll tell you now.
When people do that shit, I find it hilarious.
If they're going to do it now, the movie to go do it in is the Scorsese movie. It's 3.5 hours. You get laid a couple times during that movie.
No. I wouldn't have sex in a theater. No.
Well, whatever.
That's too much.
Yeah, I don't think I've
that's a good
that.
Amount
that's
of
going to jail.
But that's a good amount of time for a teenage high school couple to go to the theater.
Lauren Bobbitt, or Bo Burt, whatever.
That's why they got the really low, like the back seats. Like that's what.
Well, now they have recliners.
Yeah, they
have
recliners.
The recliners. You can even lay down and fuck. And
climb up on top of each other. Yeah.
No.
Bring a blanket.
No.
Come on, man. Come on.
No.
All right, number seven. Your house. First date.
No. That's a booty call.
Why
that is not
that?
A date.
Why is what? That?
Doug? Now, wait a minute. What
don't
if you,
act innocent, Doug.
What if you invite... What if you invite them over, you have a drink at your house, and then you go out or something
No. I'm not going to a stranger's house.
Stranger.
I would do that, yes, and I did that plenty of times. But yes, there were some objections. And if there was an objection, I'd be like, yeah, let's just meet here. You know, that's it.
So you would invite the woman to your house first?
Sometimes. No, there's been times where I invited a girl over and sometimes it was the girl was like, oh, you don't have anywhere to sit except for this bed to watch, you know, like, sorry. You know, like set it up. And
that's not
and
a
most
date.
Of the, and 90% of the time it'd work and 9 out of 10 times it wouldn't.
That's
you know?
Creepy.
Right. Yeah. No.
Come over to Rob's house.
So sorry.
Rob's house and get your candy.
If it's a first date where I don't know you that well, it's a red flag. If they're like, yeah, really? Just come to my house. Like, no, I'm sorry. I'm a little person and I...
Little
I,
person.
I'm five.
Dwarf?
Barely. Well, I am barely 5'3", so
I'm tiny.
That's not
I can't defend myself that well.
All right. Number eight. Any fast food chain?
No.
I would not do that at all. No, that's a bad decision.
Starbucks, is that a fast food chain?
I wouldn't say that's a fast. That's just a coffee date.
That's
but,
a coffee date.
But going to McDonald's or like, I would never do that.
Why not? That's, you get her Happy Meal. You give her a prize.
Like, that's when you're like together.
12.
Give her a Happy Meal.
That's
with a prize.
When you're together and you're just get a quick meal or something
happy
like that.
Happy Meal prize.
Oh my God.
Jesus, Doug. Why are you arguing?
Well, that's, what we, that's what we do.
Someone give Doug a happy meal.
Number 9, Buffalo Wild Wings. Number 10, Wingstop. Yes. Same thing.
No.
I mean, not the first date.
No wings on the first date.
Yeah, no, not the first
date. What about
boneless?
But I mean,
I've done it.
Boneless wings?
No.
No. It's just kind of icky.
All right. Number 11, Red Lobster. I haven't been to Red Lobster.
That is Olive fancy. Garden. No, that is fancy. That is a date.
I haven't been to one of the. I don't think I've ever been to a Red Lobster, to be honest with
you. That was a big deal when I was like in my early 20s. Seafood? Girl, yeah. Well, I mean, for my family too. I mean, like the old Spaghetti Factory.
Yeah, calm down, man.
Like the old Spaghetti Factory. That was like a romantic date for me.
Would you let her order the lobster at Red Lobster?
I mean, I've had that happen. Yeah,
really? That's expensive. And
what does Red Lobster charge for? That's why I don't take them.
Is it real lobster?
You want lobster? I'm thinking Burger King.
Is it real lobster at Red Lobster?
Yes, it is. Really? Yes, it's good lobster.
They have their own lobster, and it's not.
Is it cake? Is it Red Lobster cake?
No, it's real. What are you talking about?
Okay, so Red Lobster is owned by Red Lobster. Is Olive Garden, but with lobster.
All right, we should go. Let's all go. I've never been.
Lobster's fancy.
I've never experienced a Red Lobster.
There's a Red Lobster in Inglewood. We can go right by SoFi Stadium.
Can we do that one night? I'd like to do that.
Yes, let's do that.
As long as we film it.
And we'll do a review.
All right. Red Lobster. Number 12, a buffet. Any kind of buffet.
No.
What about a Vegas buffet?
No, not for a first date. That's like a couple's thing.
Really?
Yeah, that's a we're in a relationship thing.
I've done
women,
it.
Women, I don't know. Like I don't.
I've done it all.
Rob's all about the deal. Let me tell you.
I don't. Honestly, any place where you guys, you don't want to take a woman to a place where they're going to eat so much that they don't want to fuck. Okay.
Wow.
So buffet, bad choice.
Well, like, yeah, women aren't going to want to like. Go to the buffet and
you're
all,
not
all
gonna
you
wanna fuck. I mean, after I would. That.
I mean, I would.
Oh my god.
Yeah, guys are always ready.
It depends.
No.
All right, no buffet. Number 13, IHOP.
No.
Yeah, but like that's if you slept together the night before.
I was gonna say that's the second date.
Yeah. If you slept together the night before and you wake up, there's used to be a IHOP on my place.
Same thing.
Number 15, the gym.
What?
The gym.
That's where you meet. That's not where you date.
You shouldn't be meeting anyone at the gym. That's just cringe, right?
Yeah. You don't do
that's
that.
That's weird vibes.
Well, like, yeah, don't like walk up to me.
Sweaty and yeah, it's nasty.
You're in your yoga pants.
Yeah.
I hate those yoga pants, right, guys?
I should join the gym.
Horrible.
Should join the gym.
You should.
All right. Number 16, church.
I've done that.
As a first date?
Yeah.
You went to what?
As a first date, I did that just randomly.
Explain that.
It was this girl that was, oh my God, she was really hot. And she just, I don't know, like
religious?
Somehow we were talking about church and about Ash Wednesday. And we're like, why don't we go to this? And then we went to church and it was a weird thing. But whatever. We made out after.
In church?
No. Yeah, finger banged her in
like
church.
Like the movie theater. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's a weird day.
No.
Was that the only date you had?
That was the only time I ever did that.
I love that.
I went over there twice.
If you're hot enough, men will go to church with you.
Yeah, right. Let's go get communion.
I was a little bit religious at
the
time, too.
You could do it two for one. You could grab the communion and the wine, and you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, exactly. That's a deal.
Rob's all about the deal.
I am all about the deal. Why? What's wrong with that? I don't understand that.
Nothing.
I love happy hour. If I could get a tattoo, it would be a happy hour on my back.
Happy hour.
Happy hour is a good first date.
Happy hour. Well, then some girls might think you're cheap if you go on a happy hour. Though. Is that true?
I don't think judging somebody, like, I don't know.
Frugal.
It's just a good first date. Yeah, I mean, if you're doing happy hour at Chipotle,
it's early enough where it's not like creepy, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, if you want to keep hanging out, you can. If not, you call it a night.
Yeah. I think what's hard is the fact that like there's these rules that are like a guy is supposed to spend a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I thought we're all about equality and the Me Too movement and this and that. So like now this list is just funny to me.
I know.
It's like, I'm so glad I'm not dating anymore.
I'm hesitant about dinner dates. Now for a first date, because I remember before I was married, I went on a date once for Mosa Cafe. I was telling you, I think I spent like $150 on a first date.
Much on the first
date. I never saw the girl again.
Oh yeah,
never saw her again. Never, nothing ever happened. And I was like, what a waste of money. Mm-hmm. Know, I was like, I would have rather went there by myself and eaten, you know, and spent $70.
Or and that's why, and I, when I was younger, that's what I would do. And I would spend that kind of money. And I'm like,
and then you go out multiple times.
And I realize, I'm paying for everything every single time. And it's like, wait, like I've spent like $300. We have never even slept together or anything. Like, it's like we're on a third date. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I'd be careful to like equate how much you spent on dinner to the whether or not you get to sleep with somebody.
I get that.
Yes. Yes.
Also, gentlemen, we spend a ridiculous amount of money just to look like this for you. And y'all just use some hand soap on your face. So pony up a few bucks for dinner.
I get groomed. I don't know.
I get groomed too. So
you get groomed.
I get waxed in that.
Yeah. In your bathroom by your
groomer just called. Hamlet is ready. All right, let's go to...
I mean, I've been on... Like, when I went on a date one time, Dave and Buster's, it was one of my the last times I went on a date. And I remember I went out with this girl twice. And I paid for everything each time. And it was like... But then even on the first date, she told me that she was seeing someone else. And then that guy had first dibs. She's the one that asked me out, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, and I'm sitting there going like, why am I paying for fucking this? It's like, whatever it was like $60-$70 or something like that. And then she wanted to go out again. And we went out again. And same
it's
shit.
It's an investment. It's an investment.
But like, why am I doing this when the girl tells you on the first date, like, I'm seeing someone else. That person has first dibs. Like, literally told me that.
Bro, then you shouldn't, you shouldn't have gone out with her.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're trying to bang her.
Like the person, and you're like, oh, but you're asking me out. Why are you asking me out?
I do like an arcade kind of situation, or a barcade situation for a first date. That's a fun, like, activity.
Carnival?
There's still drinks.
Yes, exactly.
And then you're not just staring at each other trying to find something to talk about.
Yeah, an activity is always good. Yeah, it kind of takes the pressure off.
Miniature golf used to be my thing.
We need more miniature golf places in LA, don't you think?
Yeah, there's one in Office of Pull that I used to take a lot of dates.
We need
there.
More of those, like spread around.
There's some good barcade situations though that are fun.
What about coffee dates? Number 19, ice cream dates.
I'm lactose intolerant. That would be bad.
Yeah,
you can get frozen yogurt.
I don't know.
Ice cream date is, I think that's classic.
I think that's what sober people do.
Now, you know what? One of my good friends would always do an ice cream date when he was dating. He would, I think it was like his first or second date. He'd do like, let's get ice cream. And he'd always do that.
I know, that sounds gross to me.
And the girl's either into it or not.
I guess.
That's like old school style. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's what Jerry should be doing.
That's high school kind of stuff. No, I don't know. All right. Number 20, family functions.
No.
Come meet my wife and my kids.
Never meet the family or the close friends for at least 2 months.
At least two months.
Wow. No, that's a red flag for me.
Really?
Yeah, really. That's like
2 months.
You guys are a tough crowd.
2 months. I wouldn't wait 2 months, but I mean, if you're getting along, I mean, I've gone to weddings with somebody that I.
Yeah, what
only
if you,
went
meet,
on like
what if you
dates.
Meet someone at a wedding and your family's already there?
That's different. But like, I don't know. I feel like there's something weird about meeting friends and family too soon. Because like, what if, you know, you like them, but it doesn't work out. And then now you're breaking up with like 10 people as opposed to just one. Yeah. It's too much.
It's difficult. All right. Number 21, movie night, Netflix, Hulu, etc.
Well, that's come over to my house and fuck
Netflix
me.
And chill, right?
That's
Netflix and chill.
That's not a date.
Hulu and fuck.
Not a date.
That's Hulu and fuck.
Yeah, that's a different. I mean,
that's
Hulu
not a
and
date.
Hook up.
That's not a date, though.
That's not a date.
You're just basically you're there to have sex.
Yeah, that's like when a comedian says, "Why don't you come over and we'll work on your jokes?"
Yeah, you want to do some writing.
You want to do some writing?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You've never just written with people? You fuck them. You write a joke and then you fuck. I don't understand. All right, I need to get more.
That joke was hilarious. Let me give you a blowjob for it.
You know what this joke really needs? A massage. all right, number 22. Somewhere that requires a long drive. Murder.
Yeah, no.
A long drive? Yeah, that's too much.
Like,
because then you're stuck in the car with them.
What if you drove like to PCH up to Malibu or something like that? That's a long drive, but it could be a fun day once you get there.
That's like a second to... third date situation.
Yeah, and you're driving all the way out there, and it's more expensive out there.
And then you're Rob's all about trapped. The you're trapped. You can't. What do you do?
Fuck
what do
you. Hey, what are you talking about? Like you keep on saying I'm all about the deal. Yeah, of course I am. Why wouldn't I be?
It's a
first date. Like I'm not going to be you. I'm not going to be a schmuck spending $150 at Hermosa Cafe and not seeing the person ever again.
That was like 10 years ago.
Just throw your money away. Like
I'm a gambling man.
Extravagant first dates are not
not a good
idea. I wouldn't even call that extravagant. It was Formosa.
But it's $150.
Sure. It depends on who
If I went to like Mastro's and dropped like $500 on a first date, I'd be stupid. Yeah.
Right, but I've been on dates where that's happened and then you learn from that and you're like, oh, I'm not going to do this
again. Been on dates with like, like a stripper and it's like, oh man, where'd my money go? Yeah. All right. Number 23, bowling.
That's cute.
That's a great date.
That's cute. That's a great date.
I'm bad at bowling, so I wouldn't want to do that.
That's vulnerable also. Like, look at you.
I don't
like,
know. What about those people that were bowling in Maine over the weekend? They got killed. All right. Too soon. hold on.
Jesus Christ.
Edit card.
Yeah, take that part out. Good Lord.
Should I? I don't know.
No, I like it. I like
going.
It.
Go like ahead, it. Doug. Keep
it's
it
on brand.
There.
It's on brand. Awesome.
But true, right? Yeah, I don't know.
I like
that's not even safe anymore. Look at that. Fuck. Jesus. All right. Number 24, nightclubs.
No.
No.
No, I
can't
hate
get to know
clubs.
Each other.
You can't even talk.
Yeah. Really?
No.
What about if you're in your 20s? You wouldn't go to a nightclub?
You still can't even, you can't get to know each other. The point of a first date is to get to know each other.
I've met a girl at nightclubs, but it was the most tortured thing just to try to talk to somebody.
She's wasted.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on? What's your name?
So where are you from?
Where are you from? Where do you live?
Where are you from?
Then you just start dancing.
I don't know why I sound like Seinfeld, but it's like,
where are you from?
What's the deal?
Okay. What's the deal, Nyla?
What's the deal with the loud music? From the windows to the walls.
Number 25, hookah bar. That's still a thing.
No,
there's like five of them on my street.
People love that shit.
They're always
empty. I don't know why.
There's like five on third right here. I walk past them. No one's ever in there.
I've never seen a hookah bar.
And I think they're a front for fucking money laundering or something like that. Some mafia
shit. A bar just for drinks, number 26.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, happy hour.
Perfect.
Number 27, Waffle House.
No,
that's like dangerous.
That's a Florida thing.
That's a dangerous thing.
I guarantee a lot of people in Florida go to
You don't
want to
get in a fight. Plus, you don't want to see somebody eat like the worst food possible. You know, I don't know.
You only go there if there's like a
why is
hurricane.
It the worst food possible?
Because you're not going there to eat healthy.
Oh, no. Number 28, sports events.
Yes.
That would be fun. I would love that. That would be fun. Mm. I would do
I've
that.
I've done that plenty of times,
yeah. Yeah, baseball game. It's great.
Soccer. I hate soccer, and I even went to a soccer game and had a great time.
They only did 28. I don't know why they didn't go all the way to 30.
That's the odd number.
Right? This list is causing war
but
out
I love
in the streets.
Is that there's a list that came out, and then there was another list that came out of women.
I have that
places
list
that they would like to go to, and some of the same places were on there.
I don't have that list, but I have.
And movie
but
was
men,
on there.
Men made a list. Some men have now gotten together and made a list of the women men should never take on a date.
Ooh.
Who's that?
All right, number one.
Rachel D.
Number one, single mothers.
Hey.
Ooh.
Ow.
Wow.
Ooh. Dude, I get you don't maybe want, but my kid's grown.
You're a single, mom. How do you feel about
my kids? My kid's in his 20s off to college. Like, what the, I mean.
Well, maybe they're talking about like women that have like, you know, like toddlers and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, I get that it's difficult to date a single mom, you know, if they have kids in the house because, you know, when are you going to get to see them? So, I mean, I get that.
What do you think, Ryan?
And also the guilt. I felt so much guilt hooking up with moms that had like kids because
the
like,
kids are there. What do you mean?
Well, I just didn't want to see the kid because I don't know if like how long we're going to be seeing each other.
I like you. I don't want to see your kid at all.
No, not even that. But I never said that. It was more like I need to get to know her first before like I meet the kid. Because if I meet the kid,
it should be a while before I think you meet the kid.
I love kids, and I'll get attached to the kid, or the kid might get attached to me, and that's happened.
I don't understand these people that date right away, and then someone has kids, and then they meet the kids like you know, third, second date, whatever. And it's like that's horrible. That's
what I was saying. Like don't introduce people to your family and friends for at least 2 months.
Six
that's
months.
What I'm saying.
I would say a year. Almost
I would wait a month.
I would say a year with the kids.
A month.
Then you know.
A year.
I don't know.
A year.
No, that's an investment. I mean, the family.
Mommy,
the
who's
mom,
that man?
Yeah, the mom needs to know
won't be
that
around
they get
soon
because
he's a fuckboy.
Doug, you're past fuckboy. You're a fuck man now.
Well, I don't even think I'm that.
Our little boy is grown up, Rob.
You're
look
not
at
a
it.
Fuck boy see, anymore. The single mom thing is interesting.
Once you pass 40,
if I start dating, I could go out with a single mom, and then you got to deal with the kids and all that.
Oh, wow. That's ruthless, though, because, there's so many single moms out there. They made poor decisions and...
Hey,
no, not you. I'm just
Rachel's sitting right here.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the girls that like are with somebody who is a bad father.
All right. Enough with Rachel. Speaking of Rachel, all right. Number two, women with tattoos.
Oh, there's
another Rachel. Right, this is Rachel two in a row.
Hey. List was don't date me.
Yeah. Tattoos?
Women with tattoos?
Everybody has, not me, but you know.
See, not everyone.
Yeah, but I don't. Yeah, girls just get tattoos on a whim.
Well, most girls I've dated have had tattoos.
Yeah, exactly.
Married girl tattoos. Everyone does have tattoos.
Yeah, mostly.
Not everyone. But
Jill doesn't have tattoos.
She doesn't have a tattoo?
No.
All right, number three, women who dress like this in public.
What is this?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Rachel D.
Like a slut?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either. Okay. All right, number four, sex workers, OnlyFans girls, mattress actresses, strippers, call girls, escorts, Instagram models, bottle girls, etc.
Those are all, you should not date.
Those are sex workers, Instagram
girls?
Models, bottle
probably.
Girls.
No, I don't think you should.
That's a really large category, boys.
Those are horrible choices for a guy to do, but... As a guy that's been there, it's just like you will make excuses for it and be like, oh yeah,
she's
hot.
Yeah,
she's hot.
She serves bottles at the clubs on weekends.
So what that she flips out during the comedy show? Don't worry. So what that she heckled you and got drunk and it's like,
why
I'm
is she sitting
sorry.
Up front every comedy show and causing
problems? Oh my god, yeah.
All right, number five, women with an IG page. That's everyone, isn't it?
Come on,
that's stupid.
Yeah. Who is this person?
Yeah,
women with non ear piercings.
What? Who gives a shit? I've never ever liked a girl for her ear fucking piercing or no ear piercing.
They're saying non-ear, like I guess like belly button, boobs. I don't know.
What
nipple.
What man even notices if we're wearing earrings or not?
Exactly.
They're saying non-ear.
Oh, like a nipple,
like a nipple, tongue ring, lip ring, eyebrow ring.
I think some people find that hot.
Sure. I don't. I just like enough.
Women,
like, don't do
women
that.
With a clit ring. No, doesn't
you know what I hate? No, you know what I hate is the one through the nose.
The nose ring.
The fucking ring? You're a fucking cow.
Yeah. I don't want to date someone who has like a bar through her lip.
I think those people date each other and then they get attached to the face.
Or
like,
the ones
then they have to go in and get
the one with the one with the ear thing too. Like guys are doing that too. Those
because
that shit smells so fucking bad. Oh my god, dude! Because I was hooking up with a girl that had that
gauges.
Oh, yeah, it has gauges.
It's like that giant thing.
And then you can like smell it because like you're like making out or whatever.
You know
and
what's
you
great?
It and she even knew it smelled. And it's like fucking, it was.
I don't understand that.
You're ruining your fucking ears.
When they take them out.
That's like now you have like a giant loop in your ear, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Permanent.
And then you got a good operation.
Yeah.
You can't get a new ear. Is that a thing?
Well,
you
they need to cut it off and like shave it down or whatever. It's disgusting. Yeah, like fuck that.
I'm not dating anyone with that.
That's just a poor decision when people did that. Like I didn't
really like. But you fucked up your ears.
You can only date other people with
if you're
ear
in
gauges.
A tribe in Africa, maybe. But other than that, like, just like fucking, why are you doing that to your fucking ears?
Maybe they're trying to join
a tribe. Is it appropriation, really? Is that what
it
is?
It kind of is.
It's kind of appropriation.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
All right, number seven, women with purple hair or any other unnatural color.
Oh, okay, so like just like alternative, this is not a list that made by alternative men, basically. No. Like, you know, like.
I could date a girl with like different color, like blue hair or something.
Date plenty of girls that had different color hair like that. That's
like,
fine.
Whatever.
Who gives a shit?
Women with hair.
You know what though? I'll say this. There was a girl that was from my high school, And she was very attractive. And later on in life, she was very like a goody two shoes. Anyways, I'm telling all this. She became a stripper later on. Then she wasn't a stripper. And then a hairdresser.
Dabbled
and then she had fucking a mohawk.
Oh,
and
wow.
She still had a beautiful face, but still like she had a mohawk. And it just.
Mohawks a lot. Yeah.
I know. And I was just so like, I wanted to go on a date with her, but then I kept on thinking like, I can't introduce this person to my mom. Like, I got
why
like,
not? Why not? Why not?
Because of the fucking mohawk.
So what?
It's too much.
Tell her to wear a hat.
It was.
No?
Wear a hat.
Always wear a hat around my mother. You hear me? Yeah. One thing I ask of you.
Here's this Burger King crown. Could you please wear this?
No Burger King first day. Yeah. Burger King crown. No, you'd still see the mohawk.
But would you go out with someone with a mohawk? A girl with a mohawk.
I mean, if she's really hot, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. See, maybe. Yeah, you said maybe.
I don't know.
Would you go out with a guy with a mohawk?
What if it was
like
a, I have. Well, like, not like a massive one.
Yeah, but
like,
what if it's a big one?
Like, I just, it's not my type. It's not like I'm judging. I'm sure you're a nice person.
Right, but it's just not my type.
Not
and that's
type.
What it was.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But like, never date someone with a mohawk? I don't.
All right. Well, here's the thing. Speaking of, like mohawks or tattoos, all this stuff, do you think this is something I wanted to ask at one point? If you're dating someone like serious or married or whatever, like, and they go get a tattoo, and they don't really not that they have to ask your permission, it's their body, their choice or whatever, but they get a tattoo, they don't tell you, and then they come home with the tattoo, and it's like a tattoo that's like not like, you know, small. It's like a face or like a neck tattoo, like something that you can like obviously be like, oh,
who
wow.
the fuck are you going out with? That's
no, I'm asking your thoughts on this.
I do.
Now, if they came home with this thing and they didn't even tell you or discuss like, hey, I'm thinking of doing this, what are your takes on this? Seriously.
I do believe that if you're in a long-term relationship and you're thinking about changing your appearance in a drastic way, that's a conversation.
Right.
Like, it's a conversation.
I agree. I agree.
Like, even if it's like you have, like, as long as we've been together, you've had a beard and you're like thinking you want to shave your beard.
Right.
I think it's like, hey, babe, I'm thinking about shaving my beard.
It's
like,
it's brought up, right?
Just bring it up.
Oh, that's what I did with Jill. I had a beard and I told her, I'm like, what do you think if I shave my beard off? And she's, go ahead.
Yeah. Right. See, but like, it's something you say.
But if you were to go get a tattoo, like, on your neck, like right here, like medium sized tattoo.
For help. Yeah, I
know. Right?
I'd be like, what the fuck happened today?
Are you
having a meltdown?
No, that's just where else are you doing that I don't know about?
All right,
about?
Thank you. I just needed to bring that up because obviously I'm talking about my ex-wife.
Wait, did she get the neck tattoo?
She got a neck tattoo.
A neck tattoo?
She got a tattoo here of a treble clef, like the music symbol.
Oh.
And she got it here.
Do I remember that? Does she have that?
I don't know.
Did she have that when we knew her?
She probably got it like as you did know her or whatever, like halfway through.
Completely forgot about
that.
Was
it a cry for help, Doug? Was that the first?
At the end of the day, yes. Cry for help? Yes, of course. She came home and she had the tattoo. She already had a couple tattoos, but she came home and had like the tattoo here. And she has long hair, so it kind of covers it. But still, it was here. And like, yeah, and like, it was never brought up like, hey, like, what do you think of this tattoo I might get on my neck?
Yeah, no.
She just came home and had it.
That's a huge red flag. I forgot about that.
And I was like, huh. And I was like, you didn't bother. I mean, again, your body, your choice. I'm
right,
not going to tell you.
Yeah.
If you're going to get it, you're going to get it. But like, yeah, like I brought up like, hey, I'm thinking of getting this on my neck. What do you think?
Right.
Or like, do you like the design? Do you like it? Nothing. Nothing. I just went and got it and came home with it.
Okay. I wonder why the marriage failed.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. But this is, I mean, since we're speaking of tattoos and all this
stuff. That's
insane. That's insane,
Yeah, I would not like that at all. And I would probably... I have a strong objection over it.
Yeah, I remember saying, being like, huh. I'm like, I'm like, it doesn't look great.
I would do something out of spite.
I think I said it.
Yeah, that does feel like something out of spite. Yeah, it really does.
I thought about going to get a tattoo right here, just coming home, being like,
yeah. What are you going to get? Like a dog on your neck?
Yeah.
Get waffles.
I'll get Basshole written across my forehead.
Of the dog.
I don't know.
On your cheek.
So I thought that was interesting, right?
That's not cool at all.
That's a Basshole move, right?
Yeah, that's too much.
Too much.
It's like, it's.
I think
a tattoo is something that if you're in a relationship you should talk about,
sure,
and if you
especially
disagree,
when you're married,
yeah.
anything drastic.
Yeah. Shave your head, you know,
right? Dye your hair blonde if it's brown, even, I don't know, something you like bring up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. All right. So number eight, women with Heaux, H-E-A-U-X. What is that? Heaux friends. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that
is. I don't
know
either.
Number nine, models who market to men.
What?
Escorts.
Is that escorts or is that like Victoria's Secret models? I don't know.
Number 10, women who travel regularly. Yeah, that's kind of, I don't know. I mean, unless it's for work or something.
Yeah, that's got to be for work.
Yeah,
probably.
Exactly. That, and that's fine. It just, I don't know. Like, it depends on, like, if they're partying. If they're partying too much while they're traveling.
Well, my ex was a big traveler, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a red. I mean, but some of it was work and some of it wasn't.
See, that's hilarious, you know, because that's the truth, is that she was fucking partying a lot. And it's like, if you're going out with somebody, I had girls that I was seeing that I would stop seeing because I just knew that they were out hooking up still.
Right.
And some other, like, you know.
That's where it
like gets, they missed a flight, I'd be like, oh, you hooked up
gets,
with somebody.
That's where it gets, you know, if they travel for work and then also, that's where it's like, all right, you gotta like have a balance of it of some sort, you know?
It's just difficult. I mean, I travel a lot, right, for shows and stuff, and it's like, you know, it's hard to date somebody who's traveling all the time. Yeah. I mean, if you want to see them regularly, don't date someone like that.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. If you don't have, you know, enough going on, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, right now I'm in a relationship and I got offered a bunch of gigs and I'm just like turning them down because they're not paying that much either. And I have a family now. So it's like,
and they're on the road.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like fucking New Mexico for $200.
Yeah. Let's go.
But it's like 3 days, in a row. So each day you make a certain amount, but it's like
$600.
I was like, I'm going to probably make $50 total after this. Right. Why the fuck am I going to go do this?
Exactly.
Number 11, women who drink liquor regularly.
Shit, I've done them all.
A lot of this list is just me.
Yeah, I've dated plenty of girls that drink liquor regularly. Actually, the girl I'm dating is how we met. We were drinking liquor regularly.
I think we all fall into that category because who doesn't love a drunk girl until it's a problem? All right. Women with weak or absentee fathers, daddy issues. Yeah, sure.
That's everybody.
Isn't that hot? I thought that was hot.
It is hot. Yeah.
I mean, I have daddy issues, but fucking, you know, no one cares about that.
I have daddy issues, but it's because my dad loved me maybe too much. All right.
Women who live alone.
That just sounded weird. I don't know. I don't even know where to go with that one.
But in a good way.
That's a whole special episode.
Yeah, that's in this climate. Rachel D. breaks down.
Women who live alone.
That's great.
That's awesome.
That's great. Let me move in with you.
Independent ladies, come
Can
on.
Can I move in with you?
Who doesn't love an independent lady?
Exactly, yeah. All right. Women with party voice. What is that?
What's party? A party voice?
Party it, voice.
I don't, I can only.
Hey, it's party.
Is that a woo girl? Woo! I used to go out with a woo girl.
Party voice.
Or is it just like a valley voice? Oh my God. This looks so good.
Let's get fucked up, yo.
That's hilarious. I love it.
Women on dating apps. Come on.
That's everybody, right?
Everyone.
Hey, not me. One that's not me.
You're not on dating apps?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
No. I Cheesecake Factory menu.
Cheesecake Factory. I can't. Women who...
You're frozen up there. You know that?
That's all right. Don't worry. We shouldn't even be looking at that thing, to be honest with you.
It's interesting.
Women who have been on Fresh and Fit. I don't know what that is.
No idea.
Women with lists.
Like grocery lists? Or
women who have been engaged.
I've dated plenty of those.
Divorcees. This is everyone.
I've dated all of them.
Yeah,
number 20, American black women.
What?
Whoa, that is racist.
Where is this list?
I don't know. It's on Instagram.
Who made it?
No clue.
Oh my God. That's too much.
Number 21, women raised in the West. I don't know what that means.
All women from California?
Number 22, women who fart. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
Right. This is just getting ridiculous.
That's my girl, so. Yeah. No, well, that's the thing is once you get to a certain point, like, that's what I love about these lists. Like, now me and my girl, like, when we talk dirty, it's mostly we're talking about fucking our child's shit or something. Like, is it a big one?
It's literally dirty.
Oh, he got a big poopy. Oh, it's a big poopy. Oh,
you're such a good daddy.
Yeah, exactly. So that's all. It just becomes different. And farting in front of somebody, I mean, how long do you wait for a fart?
Sometimes I it's not a matter of waiting, it just happens.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When does it happen usually?
When do I fart?
No,
I don't know. Yeah. If I knew, I would time it out better.
How long do you wait until you fart in front of someone you're dating? Is that what we're asking?
Yeah.
So have you guys ever been able to not hold a fart? Has it ever?
I've never farted in front of someone that I dated. I've never farted. Never farted in front of someone I dated.
I have, and I pretend like it didn't happen, and then just keep on going. Or they've heard it, and then we just start laughing.
Yeah.
It's never been except for one time.
Oh.
No, actually more than one time, but it's once I just didn't care about the person, I knew it wasn't going to be a long-term relationship. Yeah. No.
I don't care about you.
It was the last time Rob did 69.
Oh, God.
God, I think I'm right.
No.
What happened?
But no, just being with somebody and just be fuck it. I'm just going to let it out, you know?
I don't want to get rid of you kind of fun.
No, but it was I just remember the girls, our girls' expressions are always whoa, that's just too much. You just divulge way too much information about yourself.
I mean,
when you just let it rip.
I think you need to know the quality of the where your farts are at that point. if it's these are disgusting, really smelly farts. I'm not going to do these in front of this poor person.
How do you know ahead of time?
You wouldn't know that.
I could tell. Stomach's a certain way. Sometimes I'll have farts that do not smell that bad. And then other ones, I'm someone died in this room.
Right. But you know before you fart which one it's going to be.
I think depending on what I eat or your bowel movement. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Wow. That's that's a superpower.
Yeah, yeah. That is.
You're an X-Men.
Yeah.
Me, I don't know. It's a fucking gamble.
It really is. Yeah. I don't even know if it's going to be wet or dry
See, if I'm dating.
Yeah, once you get to a certain age.
If I'm dating someone and they fart in front of me, I'm just going to, it's over. I'm leaving.
Jeez.
I'm kidding.
I'm just fuck it. Once you get comfortable with somebody, you're just fuck it. And if this person's gonna leave you because of that, then fine.
Is Jerry farting in front of these women, the Golden Bachelor? You should be. You probably can't hold it anymore.
I was gonna say, if I can at 46, then he's definitely farting at 71.
What?
I gotta go.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, Rob's just leaving. All right.
No, I got people texting me. I got a wedding to go to.
Who's texting you? Ted?
No, my au pair's texting me. Oh, she needs the car.
Oh, my God. Ooh. All right.
Well, we got through the list.
You should do that with an accent, Rob.
We got through the list. All right, everyone, I guess happy Halloween. And obviously, rest in peace, Matthew Perry. I mean, that was horrible.
I know. Can I be any more sadder?
Yeah, that was really sad.
That's all I keep on thinking. It's just so, he was such a big part of my life and the fact that especially the shit that he was on before he was on Friends.
Right.
There are so many shows. He used to be on one show where I remember it was a funny scene because his character was so conservative and he eats one M&M before he goes to bed.
What show was that?
Him with the Latino guy and he was the tough guy. He was a good looking Latino and they were friends. They were thrust together and it was for two seasons.
Right.
And I love that show.
Shows he was on, Friends obviously.
I forgot the name of the
movies,
show.
Was it The Whole Nine Yards?
Not even that, but Only Fools Rush In.
That was a good movie.
The West Wing he was on, Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip, he did that.
Yeah, that was good too, but Only Fools Rush In, I mean, so many great lines on that. I love the line that when he was carrying that big fish, and then it's is that something to put up on your wall? No, it's a new keychain or something his line, that he was so quick. Cute.
Yeah. Super sad. 54, I think he was.
Dude, and those images of him. I was worried. There were some pictures of him last week that came out. And I was whoa.
The last image he posted was in his hot tub. Yeah, which is kind of creepy. Yeah.
He just doesn't. He didn't look like he was in his
50s. And then he said what's going on with people's lives. Or no, it was a Batman reference.
Yeah. I don't know. Very sad. He will be missed. Rest in peace. All right, I guess that's it, you guys. Until next week on The Golden Bachelor, all that stuff. We'll catch up and we'll talk about Rob at his wedding, missing his football and all that stuff. All right, guys, remember, don't be a basshole, but if you are, laugh about it.
You've been listening to I'm a Basshole with Doug Bass. Follow us on Instagram at Basshole Show. Think you deserve to be on the show? Email us at contact@bassholeshow.com and visit our website at www.bassholeshow.com and get the latest information. Subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast fix, and don't miss the full videos on YouTube. Remember, don't be a basshole, but if you are, laugh about it. We'll see you next time.